If we look back, say, for example, say to 2019, a five-year view, so 2019 to 2024, and I'll just use Leitrim as an example. So in 2024, the vacancy rate is 11.8%, call it 12, and in 2019, it was 15.3. So you can see there has been a shift down the level of vacancy in Leitrim, and we'd say that would probably apply across the country, that there has been a decrease in the level of vacancy over the last 5 years. And that's a trend that we're seeing, you know, over the last 5 years as well. We're seeing a general decline in the number of derelicts. So what that really means is buildings and homes that were derelicts are now being, you know, renovated and reformatted, so they're coming back in so people can live in them. So that's got to be good for everybody, including the environment in which they're in. It just feels better. And what we see, you know, is in Sligo, you know, the vacancy rate is 5.6, the dereliction rate is 5.6. In Donegal, it's 11.6, which is one of the highest, if not the highest, one of the highest in the country. And then in Leitrim, it's much, much lower at 3.4%. So you can see, even within the three counties there, there's quite a variation in the dereliction rate. And that number is definitely in a decline, which is a good thing for everybody.
And Dara, as well, when you just consider house prices in the Northwest region, was there anything remarkable about that or those figures, or did that kind of blend in with the national average?
No, they were all house prices were sort of below the national average. So the national average, due to national averages, one including the Dublin prices and one without. So nationally, with the Dublin prices, it's just under 400,000. It's 399,763, so it's just barely under 400,000. And without the Dublin prices, it comes in at 323,499, so 323,000 basically, right? In Sligo, the house prices on average, now this is an average across all different types of houses, it's coming in at 257,000. In Donegal, 208,000. And in Leitrim, we have the lowest prices in the country at 190,000. So that's quite a significant, you know, difference between the national and the prices in Limerick. But in all three counties, the prices are below the national average. All counties have seen an increase in their cost and the price of houses over the last number of years, particularly year on year. But if I to put that into some, you know, broader context, give sort of your listeners a sense of what that means in relation to other places. So Dublin has the highest prices, and Dublin 6, and the postal district of Dublin 6 has the highest of all prices. That in 2024, the average price for the houses sold there is 950,000. So you can see a significant difference between 950,000 in Dublin 6 and 190,000 in Leitrim.